DeepEnglish.com. Sinking ships and breaking walks. Looking forward, looking back. Future. Give me liberty or give me death. These will be the words of a famous American who is going to live 200 years in the future. What will he say? He will say, "Give me liberty or give me death." When is he going to say it? He is going to say it 200 years in the future. Patrick Henry is going to make a passionate speech that is going to motivate people to fight the British. What is he going to make? He is going to make a passionate speech. Is it going to bore people? No, it's not going to bore people. It's going to motivate people. Some Americans will soon forget his story, but they will remember his famous call to action. Americans will remember his words because they are about the strength of belief. Why will Americans remember his words? They will remember his words because they are about the strength of belief. He won't say, "Give me liberty," or "Give me a delicious steak dinner." He won't say, "Give me liberty," or "Give me a good-paying job." He is going to say, "Give me liberty," or "Give me death." Is he going to say, "Give me life," or "Give me death"? No, he's not going to say, "Give me life or give me death." He's going to say, "Give me liberty or give me death." There will be no alternative to liberty for Patrick Henry. He is only going to accept complete freedom. The power of belief is going to be a very American ideal. What will future Americans think about belief? Future Americans will believe in the power of belief. 250 years later, a Spanish man named Cortez will understand this very well. He will understand the power of belief and the power of not accepting failure. What will he understand? He will understand the power of belief and the power of not accepting failure. Cortez is going to be a soldier and explorer. Is Cortez going to be a soul singer? No, he isn't going to be a soul singer. He's going to be a soldier. He will become most famous for conquering much of the land that is now Mexico. Most of Mexico will be controlled by the Aztecs, a very large and powerful empire of Native Americans. Cortez is going to arrive with only 11 ships and 500 soldiers. What will Cortez come with? He will come with 11 ships and 500 soldiers. His goal will be to conquer the Aztecs, who will have a population of 20 million. The Aztecs will control most of Mexico for 300 years. After only 3 years, Cortez and his small army are going to completely defeat the Aztecs. Is Cortez going to make peace with the Aztecs? No, he isn't going to make peace with the Aztecs. He is going to defeat the Aztecs. How is it going to be possible for such a small army to conquer such a big empire? One reason will be the advanced weapons of the Spanish. The Spanish are going to have better strategies and better weapons. How is Cortez going to defeat the Aztecs? He is going to have better strategies and better weapons.